Audio Gravity, 18th of August 2009. This is going to be a bit of a rapid fire URL show today, mainly because I've got a few things I need to do rapidly myself. First link today is electricpig.co.uk. I've never seen this before, but it's a UK supposed tech hub of extras, galleries, videos, competitions, forums. I just fell upon it literally a couple of days ago. They've got some nice stuff on there that I'm interested in reading up on, which is the Samsung MC20. That looks like a nice little netbook that I've been looking at for a while. And also they've got a review on the D300s. And I've just literally caught on screen here that they've got the new iPod Touch caught on camera. I'll be interested to see when that comes out. I'm wondering if Apple's actually going to release a tablet on the 7th of September, or if they're actually going to just release the new iPod update with the camera on it. Either way, I would love to see an Apple tablet, but I'm not sort of living in hope that there'll be one released this year. I just can't see it. I think if they're going to release a tablet, they should release something with 3G, HSPDA, all that sort of stuff on board. And I'm not sure if they have thought about it, have they got that far with it? It just makes more sense to me to have all that built in. And to be honest with you, it'd be better off releasing a tablet with WiMAX in there as well. Next link today is Creately.com. Draw diagrams and designs online, from online flowcharts to compute networks to web mockups and sitemaps. Easy, collaborative, and smart. I don't know how much this is. Just having a look at the features. There is a sign up. There is a login. They're actually on Twitter as well, but I can't see where the payment thing is for it. Examples, video. What I like about it is that they've got a wireframe system for doing, you know, little flowcharts and sitemaps. The sitemaps one for me is something that I've been looking at. I mentioned one on Audio Gravity last week of a little CSS sheet where you can point it to your or apply it to your sitemaps and get a really nice layout of how all the pages hang together. But you can do UML diagrams on this, SWOT analysis. Sitemaps on it are not as pretty as the CSS one I mentioned the other week, but it's definitely a sort of web app to go to for creating all sorts of diagrams. Next link today is not very tech related, it's just awesome. It's over on cool.blogspot.com. He's posted about this luxurious bus, and there's these epic photos of the bus and all the kit that's on board. They've got this beautiful sort of flat screen right next to the driver's seat, but underneath it can actually have a little slide in module for a car, so you can literally carry your car with you. So if you're the sort of person who, you know, travels around a hell of a lot, like a world tour thing, this bus is huge, but they've got like this slide tray underneath, so you can carry a family car with you, so when you get to where you need to be, you can bring this, you know, slide out panel, drive around locally. It's a mammoth size bus, and I don't have any clue how much it is, but it's got a massive interior to it, sort of games room, chairs, you know, settee, little relaxing chair, television integrated into the side panels. Master bedroom is huge with a big screen in there. It's just beautiful. I have no idea what sort of engine size it is or how much it costs, but if anybody can give me the heads up on it, I'd be interested to see. Maybe we should get 1,000 people together off Twitter and just buy one, and then we just literally drive it from place to place to place across Europe and America, and we just have X amount of bloggers and tech dudes or, you know, social media people on board blogging the trip and events all the way. I think the company who builds it should do something like that. Can you imagine the amount of advertising they'd get from it? It'd be epic. Next link is VZAR.com. Powering video, add video to your website. So the main premise of this is a standalone, very easy to use site in terms of, you know, if you're not a web developer or a web designer, you can take this application, this web app, sign up. You can get a free commitment of 1 gig a month, or you can pay $10 a month and get 5 gig with an unbranded player. I like the fact that they've made it very easy. You can do eBay sales with it, as in you can plug it into your eBay sales. It's got that unbranded player, like I said. And I presume most of the video files that you upload to it are hosted in the cloud. It's just a really nice front-end system to a, you know, adding video to your site. Now, there's other companies that are doing this. Fiddler is one that sits in my mind. They've got a more professional setup for businesses, but their prices can be a little bit higher than the norm. This one looks good because they've got an API as well. So this, if you're looking to do video or put video on your website, maybe you've got a WordPress blog and you want to integrate video in there, and you want something with metrics and stats, and how many plays on your videos, this is basically got HD video support as well. It's definitely one that I'll be looking into more, and I suggest that if you're into doing stuff like that, you should sign up for the free account, just give it a test. Next link today is your.flowingdata.com. This is from a project by Flowing Data. Capture your life in data, one tweet at a time is their little catchphrase. It basically analyzes your Twitter data, and you can visualize all that data from the keywords, and you can explore it, have a look at the custom views to the data based on, you know, keywords and why, you know, why more tweets were better than others. It's really nice. You just follow YFD on Twitter and then go to this website and click on the sign in with Twitter, so you can literally log in with your username and password from Twitter and have a play around with it. It's nice. Go and have a look at it. Go and play with it. And the visualizations, you know, speak for themselves. They've just basically jacked into their Flowing Data graphs that they've got already. And finally, the last link today is a bit of a hat tip and a nod towards Boxy, really. They've just got a £6 million catalyst from General Catalyst, and they've got a few more people who've added to the team. They've got Neil and General Catalyst and Neil are now part of the team. A few of the things that they mentioned, it's better for improving the product, working on a beta release due later this fall, but looking beyond beta and into the roadmap 2010. I've always liked Boxy. I think they're a great company. They've got a really great outlook as how they think media consumption should be in that space. It's a really good platform to develop on, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who are sort of lined up, ready to get into this in terms of plugging into it later on once they've got content that they've made. That's it for today. I'll speak to you later. Cheers. Bye.